Chapter 55. It was 6:30 in the evening when Jesse got home. Suit saw him start up the stairs to the condo. He waved. Jesse waved back. Suit pulled the cruiser out of the parking slot and drove away. Fast shift change, Jesse thought. Probably headed for a tryst with Miriam Fiedler. When he went into his apartment, Amber was lying on her stomach watching some kind of reality show where husbands and wives fought with each other. When she heard the door open, Molly appeared at the kitchen door. She had a dish towel tucked into her belt. "Nice look," Jesse said. "Is that like an apron?"
"You and Jen don't cook," Molly said, "and I got bored, so I made you a casserole."
"Is it any good?" Jesse said.
"I'm of Irish Catholic heritage," Molly said.
"Oh well," Jesse said. Without taking her eyes from the television battle, Amber said,
"What kind of casserole?"
"American chop suey," Molly said.
"Ick," Amber said. "What's that made of?"
"Macaroni and stuff," Jesse said. "If you don't like it, we'll make you a sandwich."
"I want peanut butter," Amber said, "and a Coke."
"Sure," Jesse said. When Jen arrived, Molly left. Jesse and Jen took their drinks out onto the balcony and sat together. Amber hung around sometimes with them, sometimes in the living room with the door open. Partly with them, partly not. Jesse thought they could probably chart Amber's feelings about them by her proximity to the balcony. "I've found out some things," Jen said. Jesse nodded. It had become domestic, coming home from work, having a drink before dinner with Jen, kid lingering near them. Sleeping on the couch, on the other hand, was not so domestic. "The title to the Crown Estate is a little complicated," Jen said.
"Uh-huh."
"The estate was originally built by a man named Herschel Crown," Jen said. "When he died, it was left to his son, Archibald Crown. At his death, Archibald left it in trust for the benefit of some disadvantaged children from Marshport." Jen paused.
"Always dramatic."
"Being the ones now using the facility," Jesse said. Jen nodded. "However, in the event that there was no use to which it could be put on behalf of these disadvantaged children, it would pass on to his only heir, his daughter, Miriam Crown, who was married to a man named Alex Fiedler."
"Aha," Jesse said. "Miriam Fiedler.
So maybe her motives aren't so pure," Jen said.
"The motives she admitted to aren't so pure," Jesse said. "Know anything about Mr. Fiedler?"
"He apparently travels much of the time," Jen said.
"Works out good for Suit," Jesse said.
"What works out for Suit?" Amber said from the living room. "What are you all talking about out there?"
"The woman who owns the Crown Estate," Jesse said. "She would benefit if the kids from Marshport didn't go there."
"What about Suit?"
"Private joke," Jesse said.
"How come you won't tell me?" Amber said. "I know Suit. He's one of the cops sits outside when you're not here."
"I don't want to tell you," Jesse said.
"Then don't," Amber said. "I don't care."
"You know how much the Crown Estate is worth?" Jesse said to Jen.
"A real estate appraiser says 8 to 10 million.
"How about the Fiedlers?" Jesse said. "You know how much they're worth?"
"No. You think it matters?"
"Might. If they're worth 100 million, the estate would be a drop in the bucket. If they're worth 150,000, it'd be something else."
"I just assumed they were rich," Jen said.
"They seem rich," Jesse said.
"Why does Mr. Fiedler travel?" In the living room, Amber focused deeply on the television set. "Haven't found out yet," Jen said.
"Maybe Suit can find out," Jesse said.
"The undercover man," Jen said, and smiled. In the living room, sprawled on the floor in front of the television, Amber was silent, showing in every way she could how little she cared about the conversation.